And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 30th of June, 2013. It's the birthday of poet and dramatist John Gay, born in Barnstable, England, 1685, best known for his play The Beggar's Opera, the most widely performed play of the 18th century. And it's the birthday of the poet who said language is the only homeland. That's Česlav Miloš, born in Lithuania in 1911. He described his birthplace as a land forgotten by history. He said, "For many centuries, while kingdoms rose and fell along the shores of the Mediterranean, and countless generations handed down their refined pleasures and vices, my native land was a virgin forest whose only visitors were the few Viking ships that landed on the coast." Miloš was an outspoken critic of communist Russia. He once wrote, "The philosophy of history emanating from Moscow is not just an abstract theory, it is a material force that uses guns, tanks, planes, and all the machines of war and oppression. All the crushing might of an armed state is hurled against any man who refuses to accept the new faith." When Miloš received a tip that the Stalinist government was about to arrest him and put him on trial, he fled, settling in France. And in 1960, he moved to the United States and became Slavic languages and literature professor at Berkeley University. He kept writing poetry in Polish, although almost nobody was reading it. His books had been banned in Poland, and his poems weren't translated into English until years later. But in 1980, he got a phone call at 3 in the morning telling him that he'd won the Nobel Prize for Literature. And it was on this day in 1936 that the novel Gone with the Wind by Margaret Mitchell was first published. She started writing the book while on bed rest from an injury, but didn't tell anyone about it because she thought it wasn't any good. One of her friends, Lois Cole, who happened to work in the New York publishing industry, found chunks of the manuscript and later told her boss at Macmillan that her witty Southern friend, Margaret Mitchell, might be concealing a great literary treasure. Cole said, "If she writes as well as she talks, it would be pure honey." The book was published in 1936. It became an immediate sensation. In the midst of the Great Depression, the novel revitalized the publishing industry. The next year, Mitchell won the Pulitzer Prize. And here's a poem by Kieran Carson, The Fetch. "I woke. You were lying beside me in the double bed, prone, your long dark hair fanned out over the downy pillow. I'd been dreaming we stood on a beach an ocean away, watching the waves purl into their troughs and tumble over. Knit one, purl two, you said. Something in your voice made me think of women knitting by the guillotine. Your eyes met mine. The fetch of a wave is the distance it travels, you said, from where it is born at sea to where it founders to shore. I must go back to where it all began. You waded in thigh-deep, waist-deep, breast-deep, head-deep until you disappeared. I lay there and thought how glad I was to find you again. You stirred in the bed and moaned something. I heard a footfall on the landing, the rasp of a man's cough. He put his head around the door. He had my face. I woke. You were not there." A poem by Kieran Carson, The Fetch, from his collection For All We Know, published by Wake Forest University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And this is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.